CBS News Brief. The driver who plowed his car into a crowd in Los Angeles has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. CBS's Elise Preston is following.
Bystanders pulled the driver from the car and beat him. Police say he had also been shot by someone in the crowd. The shooter remains at large.
30 people in the crowd were injured, 7 critically. At least 37 people have been killed in Vietnam after a boat carrying tourists capsized during a sudden thunderstorm. 5 people are missing. The BBC's Helena Wilkinson reports.
Ha Long Bay is a popular tourist destination and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's one of the country's most iconic destinations and attracts travelers from around the world.
At the Vatican, Pope Leo speaking out against what he called the barbarity of war in Gaza days after a deadly Israeli airstrike hit a Catholic church. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A resident of Eau Claire is speaking out about the impact of cuts to safety net programs. Programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Judith Ruiz-Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. 1 in 8 people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to health care and rent.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz-Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again, 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League, but the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise sunshine. Highs near 80 today with a light east breeze. Overnight, near 60, a mostly clear sky. Light winds continue. On Monday, mostly sunny, near 80. By Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms in mid-80s. It's 53 at our studios.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock, And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning, everybody. Music is the star. The music of the stars on the air. We'll be here till high noon central on most of these Civic Media radio network stations. As July transitions into August. I know. July's a magical month anyway. But then, you reach the end of it and, need I continue? There's a mix of joy and melancholy both. Or there are those, and I can't say I share that. They might be excited for a new beginning. Well, we're going to appreciate the present moment. Look forward to possibilities. Today we feature Connie Francis and her story here in the Music of the Star on Civic Media. Welcome aboard. Music of the Stars. Tony Bennett. Thank you. George Calandrelli's orchestra with Tony.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. And then that cloudy morning slowly cleared, tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. That day in Central Park, a cloudy morning, then it suddenly cleared. Then you appeared.
Joe McCarthy Jr. wrote that. No, not that Joe McCarthy. Here's Ella. And the Gershwins, George and Ira. The end of July.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, had me low, had me down. I view the morning with alarm. British Museum. Could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining.
Nelson Riddle arranged that. And the Gershwins. Stephen Eady.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. And the sun in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Start a ring, cold and damp, steal the warm wind tight frame. Times have come for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, a walk and sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you anymore.
Black old sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come
wash away? Won't you
rain,
come? Won't you come?
fear till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come?
Wash away. Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
The song's not supposed to make any sense, folks. Chris Cornell wrote that in just minutes. Scratched it out on a pen. He heard a news report, he said. Actually misheard it. Something about Black Hole Sun, the news anchor said that. So I got inspired and he put it on a pad and did it. Paul Anka had a version of that tune. So what's it all about, Black Hole Sun? He said, I don't know, maybe it's just open enough that people can make it like a soundtrack to their moment. Ah, that works. It's all about tension, I guess. Chris Cornell said it's a word picture, trying to paint an image rather than convey any specific theme. Yeah, they've written songs like that more recently, I think, than in years past, in the Cole Porter days. Well, then again, he had a few. The Music of the Stars. There's a story about a foggy day in London town. It goes back to a horrible couple of weeks in London when the sky was obscured. It was coal pollution. It was difficult to breathe. Well, the Gershwins took that and made it like it's just a normal cloudy day. Not really. It was a bad time. Did you catch that part where the bells are ringing in old London? Oh, maybe we'll do it again. And we lost Connie Francis.
But the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone. But the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may.
Gone, but the melody lingers on.
She did an interview with Larry King of Mutual Broadcasting back in 2002. Talked about what she learned over the course of her life. And Connie Francis, how she gained some perspective from all the tragedies around her. But she was back on the stage. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Network. Conchetta Franco Nero. Birthday December 12, 1937. Born in Newark. Now, she talked warmly about her early childhood. It was Arthur Godfrey who said, "You better change your name." She was on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, a good program. Oh, by the way, she played the accordion, and Arthur said, "You better drop that." She goes, "Yes, I hate the thing anyway." Her first TV appearance was on NBC television in 1953, a program called Startime Kids. Her dad, George, raised some money and put together four songs to give her daughter a chance at a career. Her first single was something called Freddy. Nobody bought it. So she thought about maybe being a doctor, or at least a nurse, or a professional. Something in the medical career. She considered this and was thinking about getting a scholarship at New York University, and then she did another recording session. This one for MGM on October 2nd. Joe Lipman and his orchestra. No, I don't remember him either. And she recorded that cover version of Who's Sorry Now, which goes back to 1923. Harry Ruby, Burt Kelmar. By the way, that was an interesting movie, Three Little Words. Danny Thomas starred. Well, she said, "My dad insisted that I do this." Who's sorry now? And her dad was convinced, "Yeah, you can be a hit singer, because that's a song that everybody knows already. And the kids can dance to it. If we do it rock and roll style." The Music of the Stars, the Connie Francis story. nobody bought Who's Sorry Now. Just like all her previous releases. And she said something like, "Dad, I told you so." But then on New Year's Day of 1958, Dick Clark and American Bandstand. She said, "I heard Dick Clark mention something about a new girl singer, so what else is new? 95 million females in America." Dick Clark said she's headed for the number one spot. And then, on February 15th of that year, 58, the brand new Saturday Night Beach Nut Show. And by the way, Dick also hosted that. Within a few months, 1 million records were sold. Civic Media Radio Network, Jack Jones.
I am a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and hang them on my voice. I have no other talent. I have no other choice. I am a singer. I do the ballads. I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way from last night's solo concert to my party in the high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage. I'm a singer. I sing your songs. I bring the words to life and keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention and wait for your applause. You have me by my music, and I need your love because I am a singer.
Betty Fisher.
May I sing to you? May I sing to you? Won't you listen to a song that's in my heart? The night with its thousand eyes can see that I belong to you and you to me. May I sing to you? May I bring to you words these lonely lips are longing to impart? Those songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine. Those songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine.
Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra with Eddie.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together. Never end. But one day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my together. Oh, darling, the memory of all the happy moments we shared together will always remain in my heart. The picnics at the park, the boat rides on the lake, the way we danced all night, the warmth of your kiss, the way you held me tight, are all part of a tender love I'll never, never forget. You're gone from me, but in my memory, darling, whatever you are will always be together.
That's from Hollywood, 1928, the picture Since You Went Away. Here's Mantovani. Buddy DeSilva wrote that.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain.
By the time I see you again, you're in love.
You're silly. You're the silliest man I ever knew.
Now you're making sense. I always knew you had a good head on your shoulders. Will you write to me?
There won't be anything to write. There won't be anything to happen after you're gone. Ever.
All right. But I'll write to you. I have to go now, dear. Goodbye. Goodbye, Janie.
Goodbye, Tony. I'll write to you. I'll write to you all the time. Catch the mumps.
What's the matter? Do you want to keep them all to yourself? Besides, I'm no hero. I've had the mumps. I'm immune.
Oh, Tony. I wish...
Let me wish this time. I wish that I were 17.
Oh, Tony.
That's from Since You Went Away, Joseph Cotton. Jennifer Jones, 1944. Connie Francis.
Oh, the good life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So just be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn your them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life.
Connie, the voice silenced at 87.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Pop icon Connie Francis has died at the age of 87. She took the music world by storm more than 70 years ago, and you may recall just recently had a resurgence of fame on TikTok when her hit song, Pretty Little Baby, went viral.
Well, it turns out Francis grew up in Belleville, New Jersey, and today we found out her impact there is still visible.
Connie Francis was an undeniable force whose wholesome songs made up the fabric of pop music in the 1950s and 60s. Francis sold more than 40 million records before she was 25, and in 1960 became the first female artist to reach the Billboard Top 100. The pop icon made her mark on movies as well, with her breakout role in Where the Boys Are. Other musical and romantic comedies followed, capitalizing on her saucy girl-next-door image. But before she became Connie Francis, Concetta Franconero was born in Newark, New Jersey, and grew up in Belleville. Her childhood home sits on a street now named Connie Francis Court.
There's no doubt she was one of our favorite daughters, and she was just so lovely and so appreciative. You would think that a worldwide superstar, you know, when they come home, they wouldn't necessarily be that way. And she was so gracious.
Francis graduated from Belleville High School, where the auditorium was dedicated in her honor, and her impact is still clear.
What does that mean to know that she graduated from the school that you're now the principal of?
Oh, very, very proud to have a person who has such recognition across the country, across the world. And it means a lot to have someone coming from Belleville who's here on our wall of fame.
But Frances was clear that her life was marked more by tragedies than fame. A botched nose job damaged her ability to sing. Her brother was murdered, and she was raped after performing at a music festival in Westbury, Long Island.
She was a vocal advocate for sexual violence victims, and she never stopped talking about that. And it's something that most people, that it's so intimate to them, and especially the trauma she went through, most people would shy away from that. But it's something that she always felt that she wanted to share to help others. And that was just really her nature.
Unfortunately, like most people, we rarely talk about our real feelings, especially to those people closest to us. There are very few of us that do that.
Connie Francis found fame a second time around earlier this year.
Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you.
Her hit song, Pretty Little Baby, resurged on TikTok, earning her a brand new fan base of supporters who weren't even alive when she first made it big.
Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, I want to thank them all for honoring me. And I want to thank the millions of people who sang along with me on Pretty Little Baby.
Frances told Larry King she rose to fame too soon and didn't learn the lesson she needed to learn by failing when she was young. She told him, "You only learn by failure, not by success." It was nice that right before her death, she realized that a whole new generation of people loved her song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that she was able to connect with a younger generation. That was the golden age, you know, of Hollywood and in the music industry. And I love listening to all that old music, looking at all the styles. Me too. They were all trailblazers. Yeah. They all should be remembered.
Together sang love's refrain together. And we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
The music of the stars. Now let's pause for CBS News. A look at weather, and we're on till high noon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs getting an aerial view of the devastation from a wildfire along the Grand Canyon's north rim.
Gives you a perspective of how devastating this fire has been and has the potential to be.
The fire has burned nearly 12,000 acres and destroyed dozens of structures, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. That fire has been burning for several days. Syria's government is sending troops to try to stop sectarian fighting. UCLA Middle East expert Benjamin Rad says this has global implications.
At a vital intersection of all these different conflicts and interests, and stability in Syria would beget stability elsewhere in the Middle East.
In Vietnam, this woman's husband and children are among the missing after a tourist boat capsized in Ha Long Bay during a sudden thunderstorm. 37 people are confirmed dead. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.